This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive G7 Ukraine aid package is good to go, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Germany's finance minister says the group of seven leading economies and global financial institutions have agreed to provide $19.8 billion in aid to bolster Ukraine's public finances. Christian Lindner has told reporters that $9.5 billion of the total was mobilized at meetings of the G7 finance ministers at Königswinter, Germany, this week. He adds the goal is to ensure Ukraine's financial situation does not affect its ability to defend itself from Russia's invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It comes on the heels of a $40 billion infusion from the United States. Russian forces bombarded areas of Ukraine's eastern Donbas region from land and air on Friday, destroying houses in residential districts and killing a number of civilians, Ukrainian officials said. President Volodymyr Zelensky said the assaults have turned the Donbas into a quote-unquote hell. In the southern port city of Mariupol, scene of the war's bloodiest siege, the last heavily wounded fighters from holdout Ukrainian units have been evacuated from their stronghold, the Azovstal Steelworks, their commander said. It's not clear if the remaining defenders there had definitely laid down their arms. The Kremlin, meanwhile, said it was bolstering its forces on Russia's western border, saying that moves by Finland and Sweden to join NATO were part of an increase in military threats. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Two U.S. Secret Service agents who were in South Korea ahead of President Joe Biden's visit have been sent home after an alcohol-fueled incident. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A person familiar with the matter says a Secret Service agent and an armed physical security specialist were involved in a confrontation with locals, including a heated argument with a taxi driver. Police investigated one of the employees, but no charges were filed. The Secret Service says it's also investigating. Both employees were put on a plane home before the president arrived in Seoul. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On World Bee Day 2022, the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization is celebrating the diversity of bees and beekeeping systems, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Bees are at risk from habitat loss due to farming, human habitation, and pesticides. Beekeeper Samuel Mwaniki in Kenya says 2021 was not a good year.
It did not completely rain due to the climatical change. Plus, we had a locust invasion. The mechanism which were used in their control, it was used by spraying, which affected the beekeeping.
Dr. Elliot Muley, a researcher at Southeastern Kenya University, says habitat loss is also a major issue for bees.
Every time you cut down trees, then you get rid of nectar and pollen, and this is the food for the bees. And when there's no food for the bees, then it leads to absconding of colonies.
He says livestock people, agriculture people, environment people, and of course beekeepers must work together to save the bees. I'm Ed Donahue.
The World Health Organization is set to hold an emergency meeting to discuss monkeypox on Friday, according to sources close to the UN agency. The committee due to meet in one which advises the WHO on infection risks that could pose a threat to global health. More than 100 cases of the viral infection, which spreads through close contact and is usually mild, have been reported outside the countries in Africa where it is endemic. The meeting is not the committee within the WHO that would suggest monkeypox be declared a public health emergency of international concern, the one that is currently applied to the COVID-19 pandemic. Recapping our top story, a massive G7 Ukraine aid package is good to go on the heels of a $40 billion infusion recently approved by the U.S. Congress as Russian forces bombarded areas of Ukraine's eastern Donbas region from land and air on Friday, destroying houses in residential districts and killing a number of civilians, according to Ukrainian officials. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.